sweetheart.
Jackson.
That was great. Well, you've been dancing like mad there, haven't you? I love that new single.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. Yeah, you know, I was sitting there thinking, before we did the show tonight, I was thinking, your life has been mad for like 5 or 6 years now.
It has.
When you get up in the morning, do you think, I'm a Spice Girl now, I'm a solo artist? What happened?
I get up and I heat the bottle up and I change it nappy.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about Baby Phoenix, because you very kindly allowed the cameras into your intimate private moments with Phoenix, and I thought, this is really cool, but at the same time, quite brave to be so intrusive.
Well, I think a lot of people, they get the wrong impression of pop stars. They think that you don't do your own washing, that you don't look after your own life. So I just wanted people to get an insight as to what...
You really do all that stuff.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, there was no makeup and wardrobe hanging around.
I didn't have no makeup on, did you see that? Yeah, disgusting.
A braver person than I am, I tell you now. And they believe me too. No one's ever seen my face. The other thing I was going to ask you is Phoenix. Now, let's take it 10 years from now. Phoenix says, Mummy, I think I'm going to be a pop star. What would you say?
Well, whatever she wants to do, I will support. But I will tell you, you know, it's not easy. It is a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been lucky. I've been part of a group that's been amazing. So that's kind of helped.
That means every door you want to open is opened, right? Because I'm a Spice Girl, you don't have to bang the door down. It says, I'm here, I'm a Spice Girl. So is there anything you want to do? What do you want to do now? Because you've done the solo bit, you've done the group bit.
Well, I'm going to release this album in America in the middle of this year. And then hopefully I'm going to take up a bit of acting at some point after I've had a few lessons to make myself look good.
Well, Martin McCutcheon's about to do My Fair Lady in the West End. Yeah, she is. So I wonder, would something like that appeal to your London run?
No, I want to do a film, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like in a few years, not like straight away. I'm not that good yet.
Yeah. What about live work? Because the Spice Girls did a lot of live work.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be touring with this album, doing a few live gigs in pubs and stuff.
I can't let the moment pass, Mel, without asking you this question, because everybody wants to know. People say, are the Spice Girls splitting? Are they staying together? What is the deal? And come on,
together.
I want the truth.
We are together. We're best friends, and we've got an album that's brilliant. You know, that's just the way things are. We're together forever.
Yeah, and allowing yourself to do your own solo stuff as well.
Yeah, that's one of the good things as well that we.
And what do you reckon? Because I've noticed a couple of pop bands, girly pop bands, saying, "Oh, we'll copy the Spice Girls." A lot of that going on. A lot of girl bands.
I think the girl bands out there are really good. I love Sugar Babes and Destiny's Child. I think they're brilliant.
Yeah,
they're
so you're really quite cool about that. And what about the club music? I mean, obviously, club music is your love. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, I like my bit of garage and jungle and all that.
Yeah, but you can't do that stuff with a baby, can you, really?
What, go out clubbing?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I get my sister to babysit.
Oh, yeah, she was in the film as well, wasn't she? She was at home looking after the dogs and looking after everything. Well, it's been lovely to see you. I wish you luck with the single. It's out any day now, isn't it?
Yeah, February the something or other.
You look with the hair. Does she look gorgeous? You look stunning. Mel B! Yeah.